I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Reimagining Columbus Project reckons with the city of Columbus's namesake, and Ho-Chunk Farm's annual Indian corn harvest preserves tribal culture. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Events across the country Monday will celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day instead of the federal holiday commemorating Christopher Columbus. As we approach the day, we're taking a look at the project Reimagining Columbus and the city of Columbus, Ohio. In 2020, the city removed a 20-foot, more than 3-ton bronze statue of Columbus at City Hall, which was a gift from an Italian city in the 1950s. The city of Columbus says, among things, the statue represents oppression to many in the community. Aaron Blue is with the city working on the project. Tamara Begay, founder of Indigenous Design Studio Plus Architecture, is part of the project team helping bring an Indigenous perspective. Blue says the project has worked on building an understanding, which includes engaging with those who did not want the statue to come down, including members of the Italian American community. The area where the statue was could be a new statue, artwork, landscape, or building. Begay says she's approaching it with an Indigenous lens. The Reimagining Columbus project is expected to have a final design by next spring or summer. Ho-Chunk Farm's annual Indian corn harvest is reviving and preserving the cultural tradition for the Nebraska tribe. Deborah Van Fleet has more. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.